Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm John Von Deese, the President of the Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission. May I welcome you all here to today's seminar. May I acknowledge that we are on the lands of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nations, and I pay respects to their elders. Ladies and gentlemen, national human rights institutions, of which we are obviously one, as their name indicates, are mandated to monitor domestic human rights situations. But increasingly, however, the protection and promotion of human rights domestically is tied up, very closely linked with the developments internationally. And the Commission, Human Rights Commission in New Zealand, observed recently, and I strongly support this view, that a nation's security and prospects for sustainable developments are strengthened by global respect for international human rights. So although we are a domestic institution, we are obviously having an increasing exposure to the international scene. The new Labor government has committed itself to a new dialogue with the United Nations Human Rights System and the international human rights mechanisms. Especially in the Pacific region, the international community, and particularly Australia within that community, has a critical role to play in promoting human rights. Since the 2007 election, the Rudd government has undertaken an intense program of high-level personal contact with our Pacific neighbours, and in the recent budget, the government has committed over $300 million over the next 4 years to Australia's aid programs in the Pacific region, giving a special attention to providing clean water, to the climate change issues, fighting avoidable blindness, and protecting land rights. Those are all issues which have numerous fundamental human rights issues involved in them. So that is the background setting to today's Human Rights Law Bulletin Seminar, entitled Australia and International Human Rights Coming in from the Cold. And we are privileged to have with us today both the Commonwealth Attorney General, the Honourable Robert McClelland, and the Dean of the Faculty of Law from the University of Sydney, Professor Gillian Triggs. And welcome to you both here today. It's marvellous that you can both speak on this very important topic. The fact that we are oversubscribed by many, many people for today's seminar indicates the interest which the community has in what you can offer on this topic. I propose as the format for today to invite first the Attorney General to speak to us, and he will speak about Australia's role in the international treaty bodies under the new government. I will then ask Professor Triggs to speak, and she will explore the value of Australia's engagement in international human rights law. And then, time permitting, I will follow briefly by just speaking about the developing role of national human rights institutions in the processes of the UN human rights mechanisms, and including an issue which national human rights institutions nationally have with the Commission on the Status of Women, which is something, Mr. Attorney, we would seek some government assistance on trying to resolve. And finally, if there's time, I'll offer a few observations about the promotion of human rights in the Pacific region. So, ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce the first of our speakers, the Attorney General. The Honourable Robert McClelland has a Bachelor of Arts degree and a Bachelor of Law degree from the University of New South Wales and a Master of Laws from the University of Sydney. He was, for a couple of years after his graduation, an associate to a federal court judge and then spent 12 years in private practice. In 1996, he was elected as the federal member for Barton. Before becoming Attorney General, he served on several parliamentary committees, including as Deputy Chair of the House of Representatives Standing Committee on Legal and Constitutional Affairs, the Joint Standing Committee on Treaties, and the Joint Select Committee on the Republic Referendum. In 2007, he became the Commonwealth Attorney General under the new Labor government. As Australia's Attorney General, he is responsible for the administration of the Australian legal system and the provision of advice to the federal government. Today, the portfolio also covers a wide range of other responsibilities, including, in particular and relevant to today, oversight of Australia's international human rights obligations. And I can assure you that the Attorney has a very keen interest in the work of this Commission. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Attorney-General.